You're listening to KHOL. I'm Tyler Pratt with your local newscast. Critical Greater Yellowstone Ecosystem grizzly bear habitat is being degraded following a recent U.S. Forest Service decision to allow over 17,000 livestock to graze in Wyoming's Upper Green River Basin. That's according to a new report. John Carter is an ecologist and co-author of the findings. He says 84% of the area is designated as wildlife emphasis in the forest plan.
The area that this decision covers places a priority on wildlife, but what we have in reality is a livestock emphasis with wildlife way down in the order of priorities as far as any evidence we've seen.
The Forest Service decided to put cattle in the project area, even though that's where more than half of all grizzly deaths in western Wyoming happened between 2010 and 2014. All were due to conflicts with cattle. Grizzlies are classified as threatened under the Endangered Species Act. The agency has not yet responded to a request for comment. Wyoming Superintendent of Public Instruction Megan Degenfelder has released a strategic plan for K-12 schools her term. Wyoming Public Radio's Hugh Cook reports.
The plan will be in effect until 2027, the end of Degenfelder's term. It emphasizes career and technical education, reducing bureaucracy, emphasizing what it means to be a good citizen, enhancing parental empowerment, improving education outcomes through early literacy, supporting teachers and school staff, and eliminating political bias. Degenfelder says they're already getting to work on these goals.
We're really rolling up our sleeves and getting to work. And we want to make sure that we're working with the legislature in their interim so that we're prepared for the upcoming legislative session and that we're continually working with those school districts to make sure that we're in partnership.
Degenfelder says she spoke with thousands of education professionals during her campaign, but the Wyoming Education Association and the Wyoming School Board Association told the Wyoming Tribune Eagle that they had no input in drafting the plan. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Hugh Cook in Gillette.
With rain in the forecast, Teton County officials are reminding residents about the potential for stream and river flooding and to stay prepared. Emergency management says forecasting floods and their location is tough, so if you find yourself in or around sudden flooding, get to higher ground, stay away from power lines, and don't drive in flooding waters. Just 6 inches of flooding water can knock over an adult, and 2 feet of water can carry away most vehicles. I'm Tyler Pratt, KHOL News.